Your 8 o'clock news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The Trump administration is to announce its plans for tariffs on goods imported by the US this evening, with new duties taking effect tomorrow. Last night, President Trump met his trade team to discuss the measures. This morning, the Taoiseach and Minister for Trade, Simon Harris, held further discussions with the EU Trade Commissioner, Maroš Šefčovič. They stressed the importance of European unity at this crucial time when it comes to global trade. Our economics and public affairs correspondent, David Murphy.
Last night, the White House said US President Donald Trump was open to taking calls from other countries seeking last-minute deals. But Ireland and the EU are still in the dark as to what tariffs will be imposed and on which products. That decision could have huge ramifications, particularly for the pharmaceutical industry here. After today, the Irish government faces important negotiations with the EU about reciprocal tariffs. It will want to ensure any actions by Brussels don't compound the damage by Donald Trump's announcement tonight.
New standing orders in the Dáil mean that the regional independent group, of which Michael Lowry is a member, will be able to ask questions of the Taoiseach Micheál Martin for the first time today. Deputy Lowry said last night's Dáil vote of confidence in the Cán Comhairle, Fiona Murphy, was a significant victory for democracy. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
Last night, the Dáil voted confidence in the Cán Comhairle by a substantial majority, 96 votes to 71. It effectively signalled the end of the Dáil speaking rights row, even if relations between government and the opposition are now at rock bottom. Today, regional independent TDs who support the government will be able to ask a question of Taoiseach Micheál Martin, something sought by Tipperary North TD Michael Lowry. Deputy Lowry maintained that the position of the Cán Comhairle was strengthened by last night's Dáil vote. He maintained it amounted to a significant victory for democracy, and he described the actions of opposition parties in recent weeks as juvenile and despicable. However, the Dáil was told last night by opposition TDs that the coalition has entered into what's termed a grubby deal with Deputy Lowry, and allowing his group to ask questions of the Taoiseach is nothing more than a farce. Today's 8-minute midday exchange between the regional independent group and the Taoiseach will be watched closely, not just for what's said, but also the opposition reaction.
Gaza's civil defence has said Israeli airstrikes on two homes in the Palestinian territory have killed at least 15 people, including children. It said 13 people died when a house sheltering displaced people in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza was bombed at dawn. Two others were killed in a strike on a house in the Nusayrat camp in central Gaza. Israel's defence minister has this morning announced a major expansion of a military operation in the Gaza Strip, saying the army would seize large areas that will be incorporated into Israeli security zones. Israel Katz gave no details in a statement of how much territory Israel would take, other than saying the operation was expanding to destroy and clear areas of terrorists and terrorist infrastructure. A man has been pulled alive from the rubble of a hotel in Myanmar 5 days after the country's catastrophic earthquake. The 26-year-old was freed by a joint team in Myanmar and Turkish rescuers from the ruins of the building in the capital. China state media is reporting the number killed in the quake has reached 2,886, and it says more than 370 people are missing. Aid agencies are trying to get help to those who need it. Dr. Margaret Harris, global spokesperson for the World Health Organization, told this programme that help for the sick is near to impossible, and at least three hospitals were destroyed in the quake and many more damaged.
The response has really moved to looking after the living, but the living are precarious situation, that there's no food or water supply in the city, or no water supply due to the lack of electricity, and there's one hospital, the general hospital, is extremely overburdened. No functioning private hospital facility, so we really need to get care services.
The number of personal injuries claims submitted to the Injuries Resolution Board last year rose by 1% to 20,318 compared with 2023, but still remain well below pre-pandemic levels. According to the board's personal injuries and awards report for 2024, the volume of claims is down by 35% on what was seen in 2019. Our Consumer Affairs correspondent Angus Cox.
Instead of using the previous year, the Injuries Resolution Board compares its 2024 claims figures to 2019, deeming it the last normal year before the COVID-19 pandemic. Based on that, the Personal Injuries and Awards report shows a drop in claims of more than a third from 2019. Since then, claims for accidents in workplaces, businesses and public spaces have fallen by 40%, while motor claims have dropped by 30%. The board approved nearly 8,400 compensation awards in 2024, with a median award value of €13,000, while the average award value was almost €19,000. Both figures are down significantly from 2020. The total amount of awards made for the year was just under €160 million.
The star of Top Gun and Batman, Val Kilmer, has died at the age of 65. In a statement to the New York Times, his daughter said the actor had died from pneumonia. Mr. Kilmer rose to fame, starring alongside Tom Cruise in Top Gun, before going on to play the role of Batman and The Doors' frontman, Jim Morrison. His final acting role was a cameo in the 2022 blockbuster sequel, Top Gun Maverick. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
A dry and mostly sunny day and moderate to southeast breezes. Highest temperatures from 12 to 18 degrees. Warmest across the west and northwest.